from the Indigenous Grown Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from Northern Ontario, singer, songwriter, and performer, David Lerone is in the house. He has just released his third album, I Know I Can Fly, a mix of folk, rock, and blues. He'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? Support for Indigenous in Music comes from the TDG Agency.
You've started a business. Now how do you grow your brand? TDG is an Indigenous-owned agency creating marketing, advertising, websites, videos, logos, and more to build brand equity on messaging solutions with measurable results to match your goals. Online at tdg.agency.
All right, let's start the show off with music from our guest, David Lerone. This is off his new album, I Know I Can Fly. This is I Need You.
Hand in hand eternally.
That's music from David Lerone. I Need You. All right. Danita Large, Reconciliation Sky.
Nasa pupi gusin shim.
Music from Laura Nikwe and Shawit. Nikum. Hey, if you missed part of today's show or you love our show, you can always go to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, and bam, we're there for you 24/7, 365. Music now from Kong Kong. This is Our Stories.
Stories. We cried and we laughed. Lessons from our history, but not of how we go back. 'Cause we strive to move forward, a vision of what we can be. Full is our circle, complete as you. My first Alaskans, my first Alaskans, I love you. Tribes, we didn't
couldn't start this fire. But we kept it in the dark times and your mind. My first and last hints. My first and last hints. My first and last hints. First and last, 'cause I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you. I love you, I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you. My first and last, 'cause I love you.
Spoken by my elders, let me see the wisdom through this eagle feather. We all sit in the circle, so let us come together. When the truth rings out, spiritless forever, we'll all in, we'll all in, we'll all in.
Yeah. To do it for my hometown, my people, my family, friends. You gotta do it, yo, I do it to protect you. My kid, my grandparents, friends with the baby school. Son asked me, gon' stop it, I'ma try people. Do my best and he don't know. Yeah, got my shot and I'm dead glowing. Yeah, can see the bright light at the end of the tunnel. Future looking bright, we can get back
to normal.
With Morgan Tony. We lollin'. All right, Indian City, this is Wannabe. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music.
drum you teach me to play. My mind, an algorithm of time and space. With stars and sunbeams, we are the weather. We'll never leave, we're birds of a feather. I wanna be wisdom, truth, respect, and honesty. I wanna be love, courage, and humility. I wanna be, yes, I wanna be.
Well, I've seen walking through the clouds with a circus mind that's running round. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams, oh, and fairy tales. That's all she ever thinks of. Take anything you want from me.
That's music from Ed Coben, Little Wing, off his How to Fly album. Coming up next, in our spotlight, David Lerone. We will be right back.
Now you can get your daily dose of Indigenous and music with Larry Kay by following us on SoundCloud. Enjoy 2 hours of Indigenous tunes from your favorite musicians with no interruptions. Listen on the SoundCloud app or any Alexa device. We are on the moon. Take us with you. Now you can get your daily dose of Indigenous and music with Larry Kay by following us on SoundCloud. Enjoy 2 hours of Indigenous tunes from your favorite musicians with no interruptions. Listen on the SoundCloud app or any Alexa device. We are on the move. Take us with you. We are Indigenous and Music with Larry Kay.
The holidays are upon us. Come visit our Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery. We are dedicated to bringing you the best Indigenous artists in today's communities. There might be something you like, and explore the possibilities. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Indigenous in Music is recruiting new members to join our radio tribe. We're building our Indigenous army of artists, musicians, and members who support our mission. Visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com and choose your membership level. Come join us and our mission.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
bringing it to Arizona, Alaska, California, Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Minnesota. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Northern Ontario, singer, songwriter, and performer, David Lerone is in the house. He has just released his third album, I Know I Can Fly, a mix of folk, rock, and blues. He's been nominated for Indigenous Songwriter of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. Let's turn to the spotlight and find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome David Lerone.
Hey, thank you, Larry.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Northern Ontario. We're just getting into the fall weather now. I had a bit of snow yesterday, so first time. It's reminding us that winter's not too far away. So I'll be moving into my winter residence in a town there off the lake, so we can actually get out and gig a little bit.
Do you play in jam?
Oh yeah, we play. I live close to North Bay. It's about an hour's drive. It's a city of 50,000 people.
Nice.
Up here, the towns are kind of small, but I play in Sudbury and Toronto as well. Of course, Toronto's a big place, but...
Yeah, good deal. Well, it's your first visit to the show, so why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album, I Know I Can Fly. So go ahead, David, take the stage.
Thanks. All right, so when I was 15 years old, we got into... my sister brought home these... Dylan and Lightfoot, Gordon Lightfoot records, mm-hmm. and she started playing guitar, and there was a guitar available. We only had black and white TV in those days,
there
wasn't a lot to do besides play hockey and play music. We had lots of time for hobbies like that, unlike today. So we got our hands on that guitar, my brother and I, and we were kind of competing back and forth who could learn the fastest, basically. So I ended up learning over 50 Lightfoot songs and 50 Dylan songs, and had them in memory and everything. So I was pretending I was a big folk singing star back in those days.
Oh yeah,
teenage.
You were and the one.
as time went on, I started writing our own songs, and then became bluegrass musician. So took a whole year out of music and didn't play anything except a violin, learning how to play violin. So. And at the end of that, I was able to improvise and play along with records. So I was pretty happy with that dedication in that time frame to learn that instrument, because it's a really tough instrument to crack.
Right.
Get into, and you got to make your own note with the violin.
Right.
It's not there for you on a fret. And then on banjo, my uncle was a top-notch banjo player, and he got me into bluegrass, and then I studied. Tried to copy Tony Rice, his kind of playing. He was phenomenal in those days. He was a trailblazer and everything. We got to see him up in Canada here, and we were thrilled to go see him live.
Sure. Now, your new album, was this easier to produce than your first?
Actually, the new album was done during COVID.
Okay.
And my lead guitar player and producer on Under the Raven's Wing, we got together in his studio over COVID and came up with I Know I Can Fly. He did a tremendous job in making a new sound for me, making my songwriting land in a good spot.
And, yes.
We're very happy to get the nomination for the Canadian Folk Music Awards for Indigenous Songwriter of the Year.
Congratulations.
And so the song on that album was a very nice surprise to me, and the song that the producer Peter Klisch is he's got a very good ear for sound, and we just he just nailed it on the head for a good sound for my voice and everything, and sound is greater than the parts. Sure. So that's what happened on that project. But
you have guests on this album?
It's mostly just Peter and I mostly playing, playing instruments. Peter played he plays a lot of everything really. He's on a lot of tracks on that on this album. Yeah, and I Need You was on the Indigenous Music Countdown for about 6 weeks and got up to number 9. So we were really happy with that. And all of these songs are really deep in my, what I call my understanding of songwriting.
Right.
It made me definitely a lot more settled as a, identified as a songwriter.
Yeah.
I'm able to call myself a songwriter now. I mean, really. I think I always have been, but now I feel like one, I guess.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. A few years later, you're not 15 anymore. You for real.
That's right. And it's validated by the Canadian Folk Music Awards. So that was really cool.
Yes, yes, yes. David, do you have advice for new entertainers getting into the field?
I do. I would say kind of be yourself and make your mark that way. Just playing, imitating and playing something else. You got to find your own fingerprint on your music and go with that. That's what you got to run with. And it makes us all individuals. And, and no one plays and sings the same. And that's a beautiful thing, really.
Yes. Good deal. All right. Yep. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with David LeBron. He is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Read all about him on our music page at indigenousmusic.com, and you can find out all about him and hear his music on his homepage at davidlebronmusic.com. Stop on over and take a listen. David, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Great to have you on.
It's a pleasure, Larry. Thank you very much.
Yes, definitely. And keep me posted. Any new developments, I will spread the word for us.
That'll be great. Thank you. There'll be more. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play you the title track. This is I Know I Can Fly.
Again and again and again, pound back on the rocks. I was trapped there. I couldn't move with the wind.
That was music from David Lerone, and that was the title track, I Know I Can Fly. In case you're just tuning in, David was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Music from Carrie Morin, Cradle to the Grave. Here's Pura Faye, River People. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Yeah.
from the East Coast to the West Coast. It all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Laying around, hanging out, lost in each other's touch. Trying to make time stand still, cause it's never gonna be enough. Even when we close our eyes, drifting off to sleepy sleep, chances are we're dreaming dreams all about the ones we keep. I'm talking about sweet soul love. Let me hear you say sweet soul love. Don't be mad, it ain't that bad. Someday you'll find the one. Crazy is as crazy does. Don't be wondering why you
That's music from J.C. Campbell, Sweet Soul Love, off his Lately album. Hey, right now, if you want to get a hold of me, always feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And find us over at Facebook. Over there, you got to like me. And you can find all of our music programs. Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. And Indigenous in Music and Arts. We'll like you back. We're going to take a short break. Support for Indigenous in Music comes from the TDG Agency.
You have a business. How do you know you're reaching your marketing goals? TDG is an Indigenous-owned agency creating marketing solutions, such as websites and more, with measurable results. Online at tdg.agency.
Here's something brand new from Taken Little Chief and Tom Jackson. This is Indelible.
Remain strong.
You were the
joy we shared remains. You helped my heart take wing and find its song. An indelible impression you left upon my soul. I'll keep you in my heart forevermore. An indelible impression, a treasure to behold. I'll keep you in my heart forevermore.
I'm Larry Kay, and we are Indigenous in Music. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us at our music page, indigenousinmusic.com, and there you'll find our interview with Dave Lerone. And hear his good music off his new album, I Know I Can Fly. That's at our music page, indigenousinmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.